Wayne, see, when I first took the job, it used to be a lot. We were like a roller coaster. One season we were, you know, finishing 6th or 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
Next season we were 14th, 15th. Yeah. I think we've actually stemmed that. I think if you look at us over the recent years, we've tended to be 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
So we've done better in that way. But for me, the big thing is now is how can we keep our form going? And if anything, we probably have to improve on it if we have any realistic chances of finishing the Champions League. The likes of Tottenham are doing great, Arsenal, you know. So it'll be really, really difficult to overcome that. But if we can get the form which we've shown in the second half, we've tended to get better around about this time of the year. We were a bit disappointed in the last game against Swansea. We only drew, and we've got to really turn the draws into wins if we're going to have any realistic chance. But hey, nothing really changes. We have to just keep asking the players to produce what they've done. If they keep doing that, then we'll not be a million miles off it.
What would you prefer yourself? They're qualifying Champions League or winning the FA Cup?
Oh, gee whiz.
I had to throw it in, Dave.
I mean, it's a question where I think I would like to win a cup because it's something I've not done personally.
Yeah.
So for me, I think winning the cup. But, you know, folk always say, well, you know, you have to try and win the cup. We play 10 months of the year here, and, you know, to be a cup side which maybe wins once every month whenever the cup games, you know, maybe isn't enough. And yet, I think to be a good league side is probably the most important thing. But for me and for Everton, I think we'd all love to win the FA Cup.
Dave, when I was growing up, Dave, it was all about, like, for me, the FA Cup and winning one. Nigel Atkins, we've got to say, Dave, it's, I tweeted it yesterday. What is going on? I don't even know what's going on. A chairman or an owner who comes in and makes ridiculous decisions like that, because that, for me, Dave, and you don't have to ask, is a ridiculous decision.
I think now, you know, people to be a manager now, Ian, you have to go and do, you start at maybe your C badge, then your B, then your A, you have to do your pro licence. So, you know, it's like training to be any other profession, whether you're a mechanic or a joiner, whatever you train, you have to go through a period, or if you go to university to be a journalist, whatever you do, it's the same to be a football manager. And for it to get taken away from you when, and I think if we all know, if you come into this business and you lose 6, 8, 9 games, then you're in a row, you're probably under pressure somewhere. But, you know, that hasn't happened to Nigel. So I think everybody in football at the moment is probably looking and saying, this is a real surprise. But going back to the owners, Ian, I'm really fortunate that we've got, I'm going to call him an old-fashioned owner. And a lot of clubs are out there saying, you know, had the big owners and the billionaires and that. Yeah. But I think a lot, in truth, would like to be kept by even people like, you know, David Dean when he was at Arsenal. Done a brilliant job.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, Bill Kenwright does a great job at Everton.
Well, we've had him on the show a couple of times, and he's one of those. He'll answer the fans. He's got nothing to hide. That's what I love about him. He'll look them in the eyes, Dave, and that's the main thing. David Dean done the same. You yourself, though, Dave, 11 years at the club, longest-serving British manager in the Premier League. Is that going to happen again, Dave? I know we just spoke about Nigel Atkins. Do you think that's going to happen again with the money and the fact that all the owners now want to be in the Premier League, and the pressure of staying in the Premier League is something that will make people not keep their jobs like poor Nigel Atkins there? Atkins.
No, you're right. Well, Fergie's got a bit more than me, to be fair. He's got 25, so he's there. But you're right, it's going to be much harder for people to keep their jobs the way football's going. But, you know, I go to the stadiums now and you hear the crowd. You know, it doesn't take long for them to be shouting against the manager or wanting a change and always thinking that the grass is greener somewhere else. And, you know, it's not. And you're going to have to be a very rich club if you keep wanting to sack and bring in new managers, you know, because it's costly. And a lot of clubs who've done that are finding out that, you know, that's an expensive business. So you should get a manager. You've given them the opportunity. You should give them the chance to do so. You should trust them to do the job and let them go on with it.
I'll ask you this last one before you go, Dave. You said a few weeks ago that the Bundesliga, somewhere that you might want to end up in the distant future, you never know, and it was a league on the rise. Pep Guardiola obviously agrees with you.
I look at the German football and I'm saying, I think it's coming on. The way their young teams and their progression, how they get into the national team, etc. So I just thought it looked like somewhere which looked probably, if David Moyes was going to leave the Premiership, then I thought I would, if I had my choice, it would be Germany. And I mean, it's interesting that Pep's gone and decided to join Bayern, which are a fantastic club.
Well, it is a fantastic club, and Dave, I appreciate your time. If you do ever end up in Germany, Dave, please do not do an interview with broken German accent, please.
Broken Scottish accent, that would be